A Mother's Guide to Cheating by Kate Long. Read by Claire Corbett. Chapter 1. Photograph 46. Album 1. Location: the back garden at Pincroft, Bolton. Taken by Dad. Subject: the rear of the house, flat and rendered, looks over a straight-sided lawn bordered by bare black earth. Can a garden look packed away? This one does. The beds remain unfilled and will stay that way till spring. Round the front, though, it's a whole different story. Carol's mother, Frieda, has planted blocks of purple and white pansies. There is an alpine rockery and even a little sundial. But the front of the 1930s semi boasts a gable with a tile pattern and a bay window and a proper porch and is on view to passers-by. This is 1963. Appearances matter. At the top edge of the picture is Carol White, aged 8. She is raking up fallen beech leaves as a punishment. She has on her black wellies, brown crimpline trews, a yellow jumper and a face like thunder. Asked the day before to go round and pick snails off the hedge, Carol instead attempted a rescue. She should have drowned the snails in her bucket, but when it came to turning on the outside tap, she couldn't bring herself to do it. They were, when she examined them, unexpectedly beautiful, the radiating flecks on their shells reminding her of the patterns in her own irises. Then there were the little jelly feelers, so friendly and sad. Nothing else to do but line an oxo tin with leaves and tumble the snails on top with the lid open a crack for air.